If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
In today's world, we have one religion that shouts God is great as they kill and maim hundreds of people, and many others that counter no religion is greater than another except those that say no religion is greater but the same. But one is.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friend, did you say this meal blessing when you were kids? God is great and God is good, and we thank him for our food. If not, remember it and teach it to your kids and grandkids. God is great and he is good. We use great a lot today, and it is a good word, but like so many words in English, like the word love, it can mean different things. We can have a great big ice cream sundae, so good, and we can have a great country, aka good, especially if we remain good, but great is referring to two different things. One is special size. The other is superiority in social, economic, and world power. That's why defining that greatness is rather important. When I was a kid, there was a commercial about dog food that sang a ditty about my dog's bigger than your dog because he eats well. My dog is greater seemed to have a reference, but when you think of the different breeds, did it make any sense to say that a Great Dane is bigger than a Chihuahua because it eats a certain dog food? Obviously not. But when it comes to religion, we as humans are constantly doing one of two things. Either we arbitrarily claim our God is greater, and we instead try to say all religions are the same. Neither is right or good. But who then is greater? What religion? What God? We are looking at that on Wings of the Morning. Right now, listen to Damaris Carbaugh. All hail the power of Jesus' name.
Blessed be the name. All hail the power. This terrestrial world.
Bible in the book called Hebrews, chapter 3, it says, "Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future. But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house, and we are his house." In today's world, we have one religion that shouts, "God is great," as they kill and maim hundreds of people, and many others that counter, "No religion is greater than another," except those ones that say, "No religion is greater, but the same." You've seen the bumper stickers using religious symbols to proclaim the message, "Coexist." According to these, we should not just tolerate when others choose to follow another religion, but should recognize that we are wrong to say that there is only one God and no other. But here in this passage, and a few others in this book of Hebrews, we see why Jesus should be recognized for who he is and why we should fix our thoughts on Jesus. First, the writer compares him to Moses. He gives Moses credit where credit is due. Moses was a faithful servant of the one true God. He did all that God asked of him in God's house. But Moses is part of God's house, part of God's people. He and those who faithfully follow God are the people who make up the house of God. Just as God said of Israel in Deuteronomy 32:9, "For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob his allotted inheritance." Moses is part of the house and God's people. But this house, as every house, is built by someone, and this house is built by God. Moreover, God says he builds everything. And Jesus is the builder. In other words, Jesus is God. He is God's son. He is greater than Moses as the builder of the house is greater than the house. How do we know? Because unlike Moses, Jesus demonstrated that he, Jesus, was the sacrificial lamb for sin. Moses wasn't. Jesus was. And when he suffered death, he was raised from the dead to eternal life and glory, becoming high priest and messenger or apostle of the new message, that is, the resurrection. God confirmed through this that Jesus was his incarnate Son of God, the first fruits of those who would be faithful. Death was destroyed through the resurrection. So Jesus was greater than Moses. Earlier in the book, he compared Jesus to angels. That's in chapters 1 and 2. Like the angels who supposedly spoke to Muhammad, or those who spoke to Joseph Smith, or any other religion founder, the writer bluntly says that Jesus, this fully man, God in flesh, in his incarnation, became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. He asks, "For to which of the angels did God ever say, 'You are my son, today I have become your father,' as God said in Psalm 2? Does this mean that there was a time when Jesus was not the Son of God? No, it refers to the fact that the fruit of the womb of this firstborn of the Virgin Mary was the result of the power of God overshadowing her, and that the resurrection, the power of God to totally transform the mortal body of Jesus to one of immortality, was God declaring that Jesus was His, the only begotten Son of God. There is no other. God testified to it. No angel is that Son of God. No angel can proclaim another. But if this is true, and it is, my friend, then what is the impact? It is this. There is no God power in any other name, no other religion, no other way. Even Moses, who was faithful to God, testified to this, to what would be said in the future. Fix your thoughts on Jesus, then, and experience the only true life transformation in the world, in the history of the world, or in the future of the world. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So come to Him, come to Jesus today. It's your day of salvation. He is great. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I've tried so many other things. I need You. I turn away from all my sin. I give You my life. Change me completely. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. You can reach me online at Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in your new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.